From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. It's hard to think about anything other than the election tomorrow. There are a couple dozen states in American Samoa voting on Super Duper Tuesday. But candidates and their supporters are courting California like crazy as the big day draws close, especially since over the weekend a field poll found Democratic contenders Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama in a statistical tie here in California. KPCC's Frank Stoltz followed President Bill Clinton yesterday as he made the rounds of some of L.A.'s black churches to do some 11th-hour campaigning.
Former President Clinton visited three African-American churches in Gardena, Norwalk, and South L.A. At Brookins AME Church in South L.A., the Reverend Frederick Murph introduced the former president to his congregation.
Is a president for all people, for all times. None other than William Jefferson Clinton! Come on, Stan, give him a big hand!
All my life, I've been waiting to vote for an African-American for president.
With comments like this, Clinton struck a softer tone than he did in the South Carolina primary. He never mentioned Barack Obama by name. Instead, he focused on his wife's experience.
She did things that changed other people's lives, and she's done it in the Senate. And I want her to be president because she believes that nobody should be invisible or left behind or ignored.
Bill Clinton enjoys strong support in black communities. His visit here was designed to drum up support among a black electorate that's been shifting from Hillary Clinton toward Barack Obama.
I appreciated what he had to say, but I'm still undecided.
Parishioner Linda Gant, a registered nurse, said she's deciding between Hillary Clinton and Obama. She chastised the media for saying black women are particularly torn.
We can differentiate between the candidates' positions as opposed to picking a president based on race or gender.
Edward Jordan loves Bill Clinton. The real estate attorney was glad to see him visit his church, especially after some of the racially charged comments by the former president and his wife earlier in the campaign.
I don't really use the term race card, but did I not like it? Did I think it was off color? Sure.
Jordan's voting for Obama. Wendy Smith is in marketing. She's been sorting through campaign literature and still hasn't made up her mind.
I was up at 3 o'clock this morning reading some more.
Smith says she usually votes by mail weeks in advance, not this year. For the California Report, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.
In another corner of Los Angeles yesterday, Barack Obama supporters gathered for a rally. As LA Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports, the headliners were Obama's wife Michelle, Oprah Winfrey, Carolyn Kennedy, and a surprise guest.
Wow. Thank you.
California's First Lady Maria Shriver told thousands of Obama supporters at UCLA's Pauley Pavilion she had made the decision to announce her endorsement of Obama just a few hours before the rally started. With a backdrop of screaming supporters holding Andy Warhol-inspired prints of a smiling Barack Obama, Shriver said if Obama were a state, he'd be California.
I mean, think about it. Think about it. Diverse, open, smart, independent, Bucks tradition, innovative, inspiring, dreamer, leader.
Barack Obama, Barack Obama.
While the candidate himself was not there to accept the endorsement, his wife Michelle was, and she was accompanied by musician Stevie Wonder. She told the audience a vote for her husband is a vote for hope. She said the country's biggest problem is fear.
It clouds our judgment, and it cuts us off. It cuts us off from one another in our own homes, in our own communities, and it has certainly cut us off from the rest of the world.
Obama said fear has created a veil of impossibility over many Americans.
And we spend more time in this society talking about what won't work, what we can't do, what can't happen. And see, the problem is that we pass that on to our children, and we're creating a generation of young people who are hesitant, and they're doubtful, and they're insular. And they don't try because someone always ready told them why they can't do it.
Obama went on to talk about her childhood as a working class girl on the south side of Chicago who worked hard to make it to an Ivy League school. She said her husband shared the same background.
Imagine a president of the United States who was raised like I was, with values, things like truth matters, honesty counts, that your word is your bond, you do what you say.
Other speakers at the rally included Caroline Kennedy and Oprah Winfrey, both who told the audience that not since John F. Kennedy did a presidential candidate inspire so much hope and cause so many to participate.
Because when is the last time anybody in here was at a campaign rally?
Rally attendee Rose Davis had an answer.
I have not been at a campaign rally ever, and I'm so excited to be here.
Davis says she originally was going to vote for Clinton, but as she learned more about Obama, she changed her mind.
What makes it for me, because he's just like me, just a regular person that is very intelligent and has a mission.
A mission, says Davis, that she hopes will culminate at the White House. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.
What about the Republicans? Well, in this state, pollsters say John McCain enjoys a healthy lead over his rivals. The field poll we mentioned earlier found the Arizona senator ahead of former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney by 32% to 24% among likely Republican voters in California. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, in his weekly address, didn't mention his wife's decision to back a Democratic candidate. But he did celebrate California's decision to move its presidential primary to February 5th, saying candidates weren't able to use California like an ATM machine and focus on other states this election season. "We are finally getting the attention we deserve," the governor said. And just in case you thought we weren't paying attention to non-political news this morning, this headline from the business and technology pages: Yahoo plans to turn off its subscription music service and refer customers to Real Networks Rhapsody, or so the companies are expected to announce later today. Yahoo's music site gets about 22 million unique visitors each month, but the firm's officials say they've decided it's possible to run a music information site without actually running a music store or subscription service. That's the California Report for Monday, February 4th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Endowment, working to ensure that Californians get statewide health reform this year. Online at cahealthreformnow.org.